Welcome back, Jordan Miller here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. So we're taking a poll right now. What is your favorite ice cream? We've been talking about it all morning. We just asked one of our salespeople, Sue, what her favorite ice cream is, and she said chocolate pecan. I kind of thought that was random. Billy kind of thought it was random. But, hey, to each their own. I'm asking you all, if you're listening right now, I'm asking you, what is your favorite ice cream? Joining us right now is Allison Gromovsky, who I feel knows the best ice cream places in Stark County. Allison, how are you?
I do. I'm doing good, Jordan. And I hope that you're going to ask me what my favorite ice cream is.
I am. What is it?
I love ice cream.
What's your favorite?
My favorite flavor of ice cream is Moose Tracks or anything with peanut butter in it. I love chocolate peanut butter stuff.
My man, Billy is throwing down right next to me because that's his favorite as well.
Oh, well, perfect. Well, it sounds like then we'll all have to go get ice cream then.
We will.
National Ice Cream Day is this Sunday.
Come on, Allison. We know that. That's why we're talking about it. That's why we knew, if anybody knew where to direct people to get some good ice cream around Stark County, you could really help us with this venture. Because we've gotten some calls already of some great places in Stark County. House of Milk and Honey, have you been there?
Oh, yes, Milk and Honey. Actually, I live very close to Milk and Honey, so sometimes we definitely walk down there and get ourselves a little treat. But there are lots of ice cream places throughout Stark County, and we do have a bucket list of ice cream sweets and treats to try for National Ice Cream Day. So you can either do it on this Sunday, or you can make a bucket list for the rest of summer.
So do you, like, Visit Canton has a bucket list?
We do, yeah. It's on our website on visitcanton.com, and it's seasonal sweets and treats. And we talk about some of the local ice cream shops and, it's their most famous or seasonal flavors that they have for the summer.
Okay. Now, this sounds really good. I'm actually pulling it up right now. Oh, yeah. See, now I see Almost Heaven ice cream is on there, and to me, that is one of the top new spots around here.
Yes, yeah. No, they are so popular. Their ice cream is delicious, and it's really cool that we now have more than one location in Stark County of Almost Heaven, with their original location, the new one in Hartville, and then hopefully the one in Canal Fulton will be opening soon.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you, and then we'll move on to find out what's happening this weekend. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on what's the word I'm thinking of right now? What's your thought of strawberry or any kind of fruit in ice cream? Do you think that's a yes or a no?
You know, when I eat ice cream, my first flavor is not going to be a fruit flavored ice cream. So, but I know a lot of people really like fruit flavored ice cream. So that it's not for me though.
Man, you and Billy, you guys are the same person, because he's saying that fruit doesn't belong anywhere near ice cream. Moose Tracks, he's saying that. What about pecans? Do you think pecans are belong in ice cream?
Of course I love pecans, and I mean, I do have to give a shout out to Taggart's and their Bittner. That is a must try pecan with the chocolate ice cream, and that is such a Canton Stark County tradition that, you know, I have to love pecans in my ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that sounds good. Allison, while we've got you on here, we could talk about ice cream all day. What is going on in Stark County this weekend, next weekend? I know we are getting real close to just being extremely busy here throughout Stark County as August approaches. What's happening?
I know. So this weekend, lots of fun events happening, and it's crazy to think that just 2 weeks from today is the kickoff to the Balloon Classic. So I know a lot of people are counting down the days, but you still have two more weekends, and that means this weekend and next weekend you can enjoy exploring other things in the community. Tonight happening in Hartville is their Night Flea. So it's their traditional after hours event from 5 to 9 p.m. And there will be food trucks there. There will be vendors. So for those of you that didn't make it out during the day today, you can head to Hartville for that Night Flea. And then we are also super excited because it is the return of the Massillon Museum's annual island party tonight. So the past few years, they've had to go virtual, but this year the party is back in person, right on the lawn at the museum, plus taking over Duncan Plaza in downtown Massillon. And it is truly a traditional island party. They have your favorite reggae music, Carlos Jones, and the Plus Band will be there. They have a big pig roast. There's activities for the kids. People wear their luau outfits and their leis. So it's very exciting that that's happening. It's a free event right in downtown Massillon, and it's from 6 to 11 tonight. So very excited about that.
Well, that sounds extremely, extremely fun. Now, are you going to be able, Allison, to go up in the balloons, any of the balloons? Or are you going to just go and stay on the ground and watch it?
Now, for the Balloon Classic, I'm a little scared of heights myself, so I'm not sure if you'll catch me in one of the hot air balloons, but I definitely go and enjoy watching the balloons from the ground, and we will be there for the Up, Up, and Away 5K with our mascot Pigskin. So it's exciting, but you'll probably find me on the ground rather than in the sky.
You know what? There is nothing wrong with that. Last week, there were people in Malvern paramotoring. Do you know what the paramotors are? They're the things that go on your back and you're essentially flying, and there's like a parachute on it. They call it a paraglider. Are you familiar with what that is?
Yes. I've seen people do that. So
I was out there, I'm doing a story with them, and the owner of the company said, "Hey, do you want to go up and fly?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Let's do this." And it was, quite the adventure. We were about 2000 feet up in the air, legs just dangling. If you're scared of heights, definitely not good for you. Well, what else do we have going on this weekend or maybe next week? I know we're getting ready. We're what, 2 weeks away from First Friday?
3 weeks away from First Friday. So that'll be the same week as Enshrinement Week.
Yeah.
But still lots of things going on this weekend. The Grecian Festival. I know a lot of our fans listening, they really enjoy Greek food. The Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church, their festival is happening. It started on Wednesday, but you can still enjoy tonight and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So those of you that are listening right now, you may want to look for lunch plans. That's a great option. Or you can head for dinner with the family, and they will also have lots of family-friendly activities there, live music and entertainment all throughout the day and night. And then tomorrow, also something really fun for all of those that are fruit fans on their ice cream, it's Pegasus Farms Blueberry Festival. So they celebrate the harvest of the blueberries on the farm, and it's a free community event from 10 to 4 right at Pegasus Farms Country Store and Gardens in Hartville. So lots of activities for the whole family. They do have ice cream there that you can put blueberries on, and then other treats and sweets that are made with blueberries. You can pick your own or you can purchase them at the store. And then they'll have, of course, you know, farm tours, and you can interact with the animals and even fish in the pond.
Wow, that sounds really fun. That sounds like something for our ice cream lovers. It sounds like something for people who love to be outdoors. Allison, we appreciate you taking the time. Anything else you want to let us know about or let our listeners know where to find more information at?
Of course, yeah. Always check out visitcanton.com and follow us on social media at visitcanton to find out what's happening next weekend. And I'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, Allison. We'll see you then.
Bye.